Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of Gaon HaTzadik, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Huberman, known as the Tzadik from Ranana, because Hitako was a Tzadik from Ranana. And as we discussed in the past, he promises that whoever learns his Sefer, he will be a intermediary for him in the heavens, and try to bring Yeshua's to this person. So we are going to be mekayim his request to learn his svarim. Erhot nishgahat kinder, didn't have children, so who is going to carry on his legacy? We will. So in Parashas Va'era, he has a number of shtikalach in the world of sod and remez, which is beyond the ken of my understanding. So we will skip to a drush. He opens each piece with a description of what area of Torah it is. Is it pshat? Is it drash? Is it remez? Is it sod? Is it musar? So it says in the pasuk, Ve'irel Avraham Ve'el Yitzchok Ve'el Yaakov Bekel Shakai U'shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem. I will appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob in the name of Kel Shakai, and my name of Hashem hasn't been known to them. Rashi explains, Va'era el ha'avos. Who did I appear to the avos? Rashi writes further, Lo nadati, lo nikarti lehem b'mida ha'amitis sheli, she'ala nikra shmi Hashem, sharei hiftachti v'lo kiyamti. I wasn't recognizable to them in my mida of truth, because that's why I'm called Hashem, for I promised, but I didn't fulfill. So that is Rashi, because the Midah, the Shem of Hashem, is a Haftocha that's Miskayemes, is a fulfilled promise. But here he made a promise and he didn't fulfill it, so Mimela it's not yet. He didn't appear to them with his Shem Havoya. Das Rashi is the opinion of Rashi that this is an answer to what Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of Parshas Shmos, Lama Hareos, and Alav Dafka Hashem waited a week to answer him, right? We just read it a week later. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lama Hareos, it's interesting that it stops the parish in the middle of the story, the center of the week. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, why did you do so bad to the Jewish people? Things are just getting worse. And God says to him, I appear to the Avos, but not with my Mida Amitis, not with my Mida of truth, because to them I promised, but I didn't fulfill. And as Rashi says, they didn't have any Shilas on me, they didn't have any Kashas on me. And you do. So, in order to understand this argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first we have to quote the Gemara in Meseches Yuma Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. V'lama nikru anshei kinesis hagadola. Why are these rabbis called the anshei kinesis hagadola? Shechziru atar liyoshna, because they are called the anshei kinesis hagadola, the people of the great assembly, because they restored the crown to its earlier glory. Why? Because we said Kel Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, and the Anshei Knesset, and it was taken out by Daniel, because how do you say Gadol? Where's the godless of Hashem? Yirmiyahu, where's the Gvura of Hashem? So you can look there in the Gemara that the Nevi'im took out the Gadol and the Gibor and the Nora. And the Teretz is that how does one sheep stand strong among 70 wolves? You want to know the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to know the Noros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, look at the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Look at how we're still here after all is said and done. Asa Moshe Amar Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anora, the Gemara says. Moshe said, the great, strong, and awesome God. Asa Yirmiyah V'Amar Nechor Mekarkin Be'Choy In Arosav. So he says, they're goyim in the Heichal. Where's your Where are your Noros? Where are your Ros in this? He took out Nora. He didn't say that. Daniel came and said, the goyim are subjugating your children. Where's your Gvura? And then so they took out the Gvura, Gibor and Nora. They didn't take out Godel, they took out Gibor and Nora. And then the Anshei Knesset Gadol said, Adarabba, this is his, you see his greatness, you see his awesomeness because he's Kovish Yitzra, he lets the Goyim do what they're doing. And those are his, and where's his, that's his Gvura, where are his Noros? His Noros are that the one Jewish nation stands strong in the Galus. One sheep among 70 wolves, and we're still here. So the explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning his world with two hanagas. One is nature, and that's through the revelation of the name Elohim, which is Gematria HaTeva, 86. The Malame HaTeva, which is Shem Havoya, the name of Yudke Vovke, that the whole Sabbath, the whole creation is only Biritzono. And the Mela Teva can't, nature cannot oppose that. So you have Hanog of Teva and Hanog of Malame HaTeva. Like the Shem Yishmol says in the name of Chedush HaRim, that it's called, the Sudas Lel Pesach is called Seder, to teach us that just like there's a Seder in Teva, there's also a Seder for Nisim, also in the Maharal Miprag and the Zakhtam Mishneh Legvuras Hashem. So we see this inyan of Seder LeNisim. There's Teva, and then there's the Seder for the Nisim above Teva. And then there's another Anhagam Yuchedis and Ashkacha Pratis and Ovdei Hashem. And where the Nes is Malubish B'Teva, the Nes is enclosed in nature, like Nes Purim Ayde Esther, Chanag Ayde Chashmanaim. So this is Anhaga Ayde Shem HaKadosh Kel Shakai. So you have the Shem Yudke, you have the Shem Elohim. That is when God shows his power above nature. You have God in that's Shem Havaya. Then you have Shem Elohim. That's God's name within nature. And then you have when the Nes is enclosed in nature. And that's Shem Kel Shakai. So it's when they stand on their own, Havaya supernatural, Elohim natural, and Kel Shakai is the supernatural enclosed in the natural. Now, this is the chiluk between Golus and Geula, that in Golus, the Hashgacha, God's providence, is behelem v'seso kol kach, shalayin gashmi nira, it appears in the Golus, that those who go in the way of God have bad lives, rachman al-itzlan. But a person who believes in God properly isn't concerned with that, like we find in Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Yisrael is going to be great. He gave him the whole Nefesh B'Nefesh Aliyah pitch, that it's going to be awesome in Eretz Yisrael. And then Avraham Avinu kimta rank to Eretz Yisrael, and what does he find here? A famine. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, and immediately there's a famine. Precious Yud Beis Yud. And the Ovdei Avodah Zarah said that because this Apikoros came, Avraham Avinu, this monotheist, there's a famine. Avraham Avinu had to go down to Egypt, and they took his wife away. Did he ask any questions? No. And so to Yitzchak, God says to him, Gur Baretz, and I'll bless you. And then in the end, they kick him out. He had problems with the Pelishtim. Yaakov was promised in the Mara HaSulam, Alzgit, Bereishis Chav Ches Yud Beis, Ve'acharkach Kama V'Kama Hir Pat Ka'ot. How many adventures did Yaakov Avinu have? What a shver leib and what a difficult life Yaakov Avinu had. But nobody questioned the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Because they understood, that's what's good for them. That's what has to be. And there are chasadim, there are great kindnesses of God that are enclosed in these yisurim and these dinim. And that's what it says, vayira etzetra bekel shakai. Because if I was misnaig with them with my midah mitis, which is why I'm called havaya, there'd be no yisurim. If there's a revelation that it's Havoya, everything comes from the name of God, and koach b'teva l'avi yisurim al anshei ritzono yitbarach kanal. there's no koach in nature to bring Yisurim. Yisurim can't be misnage to what's higher than the Yisurim. Teva cannot oppose Shem Havoya. So God couldn't appear to them in Shem Havoya. Befrat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them such good things. So where's their room for Yisurim? So it's only because God didn't appear with Shem Havoya. But now, Shenigla L'Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, want to be called the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala and Haga Nisis, for which he's called Havoya. And then all of Teva is going to be Misayaya L'Gulas B'nai Yisrael. And no Birya can be Misnage to the Gula of the Jewish people. Once you're in the world of Havoya, Teva goes south, as they say. Teva goes away, takes a walk, finds a short pier and takes a long walk. So since Moshe Rabbeinu saw that not only did the Shibut not end, but Paro is making it worse, and he's saying you got to produce the same amount but get your own straw, so that's Misnage to the Shem Kodesh Havoya. Because Begilui Havoya, when Havoya is revealed, nobody can oppose that. That's above all opposition or above all nature. Because Havoya is, he's Mahave all the Kochos. Once you're in that world of Havoya, nobody can start up with you. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispale. And he says, Me'az Basi Ladaber Bishmecha. What's Bishmecha? Bishem Havoya. Hey, Ralom Hazeh. He's done evil to this people. How can this Metzias be? How can this be? Eich yacholiyot? That they're making things worse after your mizgala b'shem havaya. Havaya means that you're mahava everything. Nobody can start up with you anymore. This is clear yeshuas, clear salvations for whoever's in this world of havaya. And yet, things have just gotten worse. How do you explain that, Rabbanu Shalom? So it must be that I made a mistake. That it's not yet the time for the true geula. And it's not time for the hanhagas shem havaya. And therefore, Lama Zeh Shlachtani, says Moshe Rabbeinu, why'd you send me? You should have sent a Navi who's a Maven B'mare. Not me, that I'm a Tiron B'nivua. I'm just in basic training, they call modern Hebrew Tiron. I'm just a beginner in Nivua, like it says in the Medrash Masraba Parashi Gimel Aleph. Well, why'd you send me? And on this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Vayrel Avram, I appear to Avram. And so, okay, what's the answer? What's the answer? So Rashi says to the Avos. To the Avos. Who else? So we know that Chazal say, Bava Kama Beis Amar Aleph, Avos Mechal Dika Talados. If they're Avos, there must also be Talados. If they're, you have the fathers, you also have the children. If it told the same Kayotze Behem, just like the Avos were Ma'aminim, the children also are Ma'aminim. So even though I revealed myself with my anhag of Shem Havoya, I could still allow for a mitziyut shel hitnagdut l'sha'a, for a temporary opposition to the revelation of my great name and to my wonders. Because with God, you can have two contradictions in one place. And b'schus that the Jewish people will believe Be'emunah Pshuta, that is a Yerusha to them from their Avos, and they're not going to have any questions on my Anahaga. You're going to see the Havoya, and the Shibud's going to stop. And the Tzaddik from Ranana concludes, V'havein heitev Ki amoko, amoku, ubaruch Hashem, karov la'emes, close to the truth. So va'era, I appeared to who? To the avos. Avos mechlal dika talados. Even though we know it's the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No, but avos mechlal dika talados. And just like the avos were ma'aminim, we're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And the avos, they only appeared b'kel shakai, my nisim or malubish b'teva. Those great tzaddikim, I didn't show everything clear. Things looked like teva. I didn't show myself with Shem Hashem, but you in the S'chus of Shem Hashem, I'm going to show you my wonders. Just have a little bit of patience. Right now it looks one way, but it's really, everything is going to turn around. You just have to stick with your Emunah Pshuta, and don't ask on my Anhaga. And immediately, not like with the Avos, that it took a very long time for things to work out. Immediately you're going to see, very soon, the Anhaga of Havaya, and there's going to be no more Shibu. So Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we were zocha to learn a passage in the Heilige Sefer, Ben Lo Shri Bracha Mishuleshes of Rav Haberman Zatzal, and I'm hoping B'Yitzos Hashem Darkeinu that we can continue in the Sefer and learn more, give Nachas Ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom, that we're learning his Torah, and Lahavdil give Nachas Ruach to the Neshama of the Tzaddik from Anana, and in that Tzchus he should make sure to go before the Kisei HaKavod and ask that Hashem give us Nachas Ruach in our lives. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.